Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is the first Sunday of our summer worship season, whose theme is Beguiled by Beauty. And our theme for this week is Beauty, Contemplation, and Radical Compassion. That's a pretty good description for what Jesus is all about, and for what our Holy Spirit calls us to be all about. We will hear the news of community and then prepare ourselves for worship.
Greetings. I am Maya Terry and will be your liturgist on this Father's Day for the June 21st worship service. Today we express our gratitude for all fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and father figures. We appreciate your love and devotion as teachers, coaches, and role models to your children, children's children, and all who know you as Father. Please note that this is the first Sunday for the new time of 11 o'clock a.m. instead of 11:30 a.m. for the virtual fellowship hour. This will continue throughout the summer. We regularly have over 25 attendees and would love to see or hear you if you haven't joined in the past. You can participate using your telephone, computer, tablet, or smartphone. Instructions on how to join in the conversation were emailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, June 20th. Sunday school will take place again this Sunday afternoon. If your child hasn't yet participated, please contact Allison Keekley Silva for further information. Zoom links are emailed weekly to the families. All are invited to the Adult Ed next Wednesday, June 24th at 4 p.m. We continue to explore the Universal Christ through videos that we watch together and then discuss. Information about how to join through Zoom will come early next week from Reverend Fred. If you have not been receiving Hillcrest e-blasts or have any particular questions about adult ed, please contact Reverend Fred. I'm happy to announce that thanks to the generosity of Hillcrest, other East Bay UCC churches, and outside donors, the UCC stretch goal of $44,000 to retire medical debt has been met. This will retire all the medical debt currently available for purchase in Contra Costa and Alameda counties. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this worthy cause. In a first step toward reopening our campus, the Hillcrest office will open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. until noon, beginning on Monday, June 22nd. Please know that there are many safety guidelines in place, including: the door to the main office will remain locked even during open hours. We simply cannot safely, in this time of a pandemic, allow for unannounced entry. A doorbell and speaker system will be in place. There is a mask requirement to enter the office as well. If you need or want to come by the office for any reason, we strongly urge you to make an appointment with the office ahead of time. Please see the written news of community emailed to you yesterday by Reverend Fred for more details about reopening and for information on how to contact office manager Carolyn Mueller Reese, Allison Keekley Silva, or Reverend Fred. And now, let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Thank you.
All things are beautiful through God our Creator. Beauty is the threshold to divine goodness and a door into practical compassion. Practicing contemplation trains our spirits and helps us to engage this deep truth. Over the next 6 weeks, we will pursue something of the contemplative life to deepen our God-given spiritual awareness. We are each of us beloved of God, so let us live as God's beloveds who extend God's goodness in the world.
To a moment of quiet rest. A time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle.
Divine goodness, Holy Spirit, pause us for this moment. Bear us up in this time. Hold us for eternity. We offer ourselves in connection with you. We allow ourselves this love from you. We release ourselves into your presence. Amen.
Thank you.
As we enter into the prayers of the people, I want to let you know that this worship series will invite us into an open-eyed or openly aware experience of prayer. I invite you to look around and find something to focus on. It may be a detail that you rarely see, or something that you see frequently, but may now see it more deeply. Or let your gaze wander during our prayers as a way of giving thanks for your surroundings. Looking around, whether we do it with our eyes or other senses, is how we notice the beauty in the world and in the people we encounter. It's also how we recognize the suffering of others and grow in awareness, empathy, and prayerful action for healing.
When you're tired and feel you can't get through, uncertainty comes over you, just look around. When your problems seem too much to bear, unsure if there's someone who cares, just look around. Whether stranger, neighbor, family, your friend, on each other in tough times we can depend. Look around, kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere, though it may seem like forever. Look around, even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together. Just look around.
We pray for our Hillcrest family and friends. We pray for Black lives. We pray for police officers' lives. We pray for dreamers. We pray for all lives, because all lives are created in the image of our God. We pray that they may thrive, and that life itself may thrive. Bring your wisdom, O God, to all of our thoughts and all of our prayers. Bring your wisdom, O God, to all of our listening and all that we say. Bring your wisdom, O God, to all of our actions. Bring your love and your justice into our hearts and out into our world through all that we do and all that we are. And bring your wisdom, O God, to this time of silence now, as we open our hearts to the impact of your Holy Spirit, and as we call out the names of those people and those matters which give us joy or bring us concern. We hold our time of silence now. And be with us, O God, as we gather ourselves to pray to you together, as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sometimes it can be hard to see. Life is full of possibilities, so look around. Each and every day is such a gift. Embrace it and the life you live, and look around. Outstretched arms and many helping hands. Don't give up on all your dreams and all your plans. Look around, kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere. Though it may seem like forever, look around, for even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together, just look around.
These next few weeks, we're going to be doing something a little bit different with our children's moments. Our theme for these weeks is a search for beauty. And we're going to be talking about how we can find beauty in all sorts of different places in God's creation. Today, we're talking about the beauty of plants, of green and growing things. Our Bible story today talks about a tree called the Cedar of Lebanon, a tree that's taller and more beautiful than all the trees around it. What I'd like you guys to do is look around and see if you can find a green and growing thing. It could be a tree outside. It could be a potted plant. I don't know, maybe there's some molding bread in your fridge. Whatever it is, I'd like you to find it, and I'll give you a few minutes to pause the video if you need to. All right, now that you have your green and growing thing, we're going to water it together. Think about how it feels to drink a glass of water, especially on a hot day like we've been having. We're not that different from plants. Think the way that you feel when you drink a glass of water is the way that the plant will feel when you water it. In the story, the Cedar of Lebanon has all sorts of animals that live in it. Birds live in its branches and make their homes there. And because the Cedar of Lebanon is taken care of, because it gets the water and sunlight it needs, it can take care of and be a home for other things. We're like that too. If we're taken care of by one another and by God, then we have the strength and energy and beauty to take care of each other. I'll see you all in Sunday school. This series invites us to integrate contemplative practices into our daily lives as a way of opening to the divine in deeper ways, thereby training our spirits for compassion in all things. This week's ritual action, as I discussed in the children's moment, is a time of meditative watering. Set a reminder to pour yourself and drink a glass of water, and then refill that same glass and water some other living thing. Offering a glass of water to someone else, or something else, to a plant, a tree, a garden, etc. As you do so, allow your mind to slow, allow your heart to open, and your eyes to drink in your surroundings. You may want to put a note nearby. Water is life. Water your life so you can water other life for the beauty of the earth.
Beauty is experienced in many ways through our rituals and readings. In this worship series, we will encounter the divine loved one through what might be called, using a time-honored phrase within our Christian spiritual tradition, Lectio Divina, divine reading. You'll also see other words in the bulletin and on the screen Sermo Divina, where sermon or reflection might be. Musica Divina, where special music or sing-along might be. There are many portals or entryways to experience what is holy, what is divine. Some of those ways engage primarily your mind, others your soul. Some you'll feel in your bones. It's all God-blessed. Like music so often does, and reflection, let this reading fill you with a mysterious sense of divine wonder.
Ezekiel chapter 31, verses 3 through 7. Look to Assyria, once a Lebanon cedar. Beautiful branches, dense shade, towering height. It is top among the clouds. Springs nourished it, and deep waters made it grow tall. Their streams flowed around its base, sending their channels to all the trees in the countryside. So it towered high above every other tree of the field. Its boughs grew larger and its branches extended out, nourished by an abundance of water. All the birds of the air nested in its boughs. Under its branches, wild animals gave birth to their young. All the great nations thrived in its shade. It was majestic in its beauty, with its spreading boughs, its roots reaching deeply into an abundance of water.
Something good, all my confusion, he's understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life.
Bob Dylan is coming out with a new record this week. Maybe some of you have heard the three singles that have already dropped. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole album, hearing, feeling the imagery. I imagine, I hope, you have your own favorite singers and composers. Willie Nelson, Alicia Keys, Bach, Handel, Rodgers and Hammerstein? Who's on your list? Now, I don't know whether he'd feel comfortable in such company. My guess is he wouldn't. But let's put the prophet Ezekiel on any list we have. Just breathe in, take in, live in this beauty that Ezekiel presents to us. Not just beauty for beauty's sake, but as a way of life to be lived into. Jesus himself builds a whole parable, the parable of the mustard seed, and a whole nother invitation to life based on just this passage from Ezekiel. Majestic in its beauty with its spreading boughs. This great majestic cedar of Lebanon that Ezekiel describes for us is, with its roots reaching deeply into an abundance of water. Let's get right to it. Look, look, the prophet says, calling us to attention. Now, this prophetic look, like Jesus's use of look or ho there, has little or nothing to do with actual sight. Oh, the beauty described can certainly be appreciated by those who have eyesight and the will and openness to take in such beauty. But those who are not sighted can well take in all that the prophet is describing. Look and see has far less to do with physical sight than with depth of soul and awareness of heart, the God-given and God-blessed awareness of the preciousness of life, all life. an awareness that too often is lost on too many. Who here in the last 3 months has been on a sidewalk or a hiking trail or in a grocery store aisle or walking through a parking lot? And you're coming up on a group of two or more people coming your way who are unwilling, unaware, incapable of understanding that if they would just fall in one behind the other, there'd be enough space for all of us to pass and pass safely in a time of COVID. Indeed, who here has been in a similar situation with only one person coming toward you? And that one person fails to notice or even respond to your direct request, a hand gesture or a statement, please move over just a bit so that you and I can both pass safely with no threat at all to each other in a time of COVID. I bring this simple example up simply to say that it is important to be aware. To be aware of your surroundings and those around. Why? Because that's what life is all about. Life within God's great creation, together. To not do or recognize such a small but important thing as creating enough space for safe passage in a time of COVID is to not notice or care. And those two things can be ever so closely related, to not notice or care for others. Now, I'm a pastor, so I'm going to go there. You know, one of the simplest and best definitions of sin is this: to be turned in on oneself. To be turned in on your own self so that you're blocked from noticing or caring about anyone or anything else. Is it any wonder that the Psalms, that the prophets, like Ezekiel here, that our creation stories, that Jesus are constantly saying, look, pay attention, notice, feel others. From the mother bird in her nest, to the fish in the sea, to the great cedar of Lebanon, to the beggar at the gate, all beautiful, all reflective of God's beauty. Take it in. Take them in. That's the way of life. And notice this powerful tree, so rooted in its environment, so nurtured by its environment, so in tune with its environment, so much a part of its environment. And so I quote, springs nourished it, and deep waters made it grow tall. Their streams flowed around its base, sending their channels to all the trees in the countryside. So it towered high above every other tree of the field. Its boughs, I never know how to pronounce that, grew larger, and its branches extended out, nourished by an abundance of water. So rooted, so nurtured, so in tune with, and so much a part of its environment that, notice, it in turn becomes an anchor, a strong foundation for the environment itself. And I quote, all the birds of the air nested in its boughs. Under its branches, wild animals gave birth to their young. All the great nations, that is people, all the great nations thrived in its shade. And let me add a footnote. Those people, didn't cut down that cedar. They thrived because of it. And it thrived because of the wisdom they showed in benefiting from it just the way it was. Our lesson closes with this extraordinary line which we've heard. It was majestic in its beauty and its spreading boughs, its roots reaching deeply into an abundance of water. Not only is everything beautiful in God's sight, but to use Ezekiel's words, everything is majestic as well. And let me take that one step further with Jesus as my guide. Jesus loved this passage from Ezekiel, loved it so much that he reinforced this idea of majesty for all of us. The whole mustard seed parable of Jesus is a witty, almost silly, profound riff on this passage. Now, nobody would argue that the cedar of Lebanon is grand any more than we'd argue that a coastal redwood or a sequoia is grand. Few have the skill and inspiration to write about it as Ezekiel does, but none would argue the starting point of the grandeur of a cedar of Lebanon. But a mustard seed? A mustard plant? Please. I mean, even if that darn little seed grows, and even grows fast and relatively tall into a, whatever it grows into, a bush, a plant, a weed, take your pick, they're all true. Nobody, I don't think, would argue that it's majestic. A lot of people would argue that it isn't even beautiful. Many would as soon as not get rid of it. And nobody, I mean nobody, certainly no scientist, would describe it as Jesus does with precisely this language about the birds nesting in its branches. Because that rarely happens. But Jesus does. Why? Is he stupid? Or silly? Or utterly profound? Because Jesus knows Ezekiel so well, and knows this last line of the passage so well. It was majestic in its beauty, with its spreading boughs, its roots reaching deeply into abundance of water. Sisters and brothers, there's a lot of whatever the opposite of beauty is in our world right now. There's a lot of whatever the opposite of majestic is in our world right now. And there's a lot of reason to ask, what can I do? Ezekiel and Jesus, well, they don't know from that question. They know how beautiful and how majestic each of us is, and how beautiful and majestic we are together. They can't help but see beauty when they cast their eyes on anybody else, or on any aspect of God's creation, when they engage another soul. And they know that the way of life, and the way to get ourselves back on course, is by reaching down, way down deep, into an abundance of what the prophet metaphorically calls water. These times call for deep, deep roots into our spiritual waters, because the hate and the violence, the willful ignorance, the selfishness, the complacency, they can choke us. They are choking us. But our roots run deep, thank God. Our roots run deep. And don't even try to sell yourself short. Because Ezekiel and Jesus, along with God, God's self, are looking on you right now. And they see beauty. And they see majesty. And they see how deep your roots run with our God of life and of love and of creation. And they see, even when you don't, they see how your love and your influence stretch out to those around you like the great boughs of that great tree. We are all connected. We are all called to make those connections and nurture those connections and be nurtured by those connections. May God bless you as you grow and help others to grow during this time. And let all of God's majestic lovers say together, Amen.
lovely is the evening, is the evening. When the bells are sweetly ringing, sweetly ringing. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Oh, how lovely is the evening, is the evening. When the bells are sweetly ringing, sweetly ringing. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
And the bells are sweetly ringing, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
As we participate in this shared experience at separate times, in separate spaces, let's remember that together we do have an impact on our community and our world through our gifts of time, talent, and financial resources. It is in this spirit that we offer our gifts. Please continue to give by sending in pledges or offering through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Our gifts support and grow our vital ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support our ministries. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us every day in our lives, and for the blessings that we are able to share with others in our church community and larger community. We ask you to bless these gifts of our offering to your use and the service of others. And Lord, we thank you for your love and your shining light in the world. And we ask you to help us to be members of that great family of love and light. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Son of God and Son of God.
beautiful Savior, beautiful creation. Beautiful is everyone and everything seen through the eyes of our God. And now let us receive the blessing. The world is so varied and beautiful. Seek wisdom wherever it is to be found. And may the goodness of the Creator, the companionship of the Christ, and the insight of the Holy Spirit infuse your life now and always. Amen. And as we pass the peace of Christ one with another, our roots are deep, and so set your feet firmly on the floor or on the ground where you are, and feel that rootedness. Feel your connection to God and to the whole of creation. God is the ground of our being. We are created in God's image and set within God's great creation through an act of God. We are deeply rooted. And now stretch out your arms and feel how good it feels. And if it doesn't feel good, or it aches, that's okay too. You've earned those aches, and earned them well. Like a mighty cedar of Lebanon, standing up against years of weather, drought, wind, heavy rain, and still rooted. And still you connect. However wide your arms are stretched, feel your connection to all of God's children and all of God's creation, and say with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now respond, and also with you. Amen. Our service is ended. We will be meeting on Sunday morning, June 21st at 11 a.m. That's 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that Zoom meeting has been circulated. If you didn't receive it or have any questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Bring healing and wholeness to our world in peace. I hope to see you soon. Amen.